get started before I press play.
Okay. Welcome.
You have to speak up a little because they're so far from the mic.
Okay, welcome. But it's hard to be sad when you're speaking loudly.
It's a Can of Nothing podcast.
I'm so distressed and sad right now. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's actually pretty loud on here.
That was because we were speaking loud.
Huh?
Here we go again.
Huh?
Chris is just sitting over there laughing.
You can put it down just a bit.
I'm just gonna take a swig of my water. Okay, who here? What do you rate Indian in the Cover of the Book out of 5?
I don't even remember it.
I say 4.
Chris,
no,
did you read it? No Rock Band.
Derek, what do you rate Indian in the Cover of the Movie out of 5?
2.
I'm gonna buy you that on DVD for Christmas.
Okay.
You're gonna like it.
We're sad because we don't have Rock Band.
Welcome to
Can of Nothing.
Sad cast.
Number 17.
This is the first sad cast.
No Rock Band edition.
Oh.
But it's also Christmas edition 2007.
All right.
And who cares?
And end of year.
Who cares?
End of year podcast.
Hey, this is getting happy now. Stop it.
End of year podcast and Christmas edition.
All right.
I'm Phil.
I'm Phil.
No Rock Band.
Chris is no Rock
we
Band.
We were planning on making this podcast. We were hoping Rock Band would be out today, this week, in Canada.
But nope.
Apparently it came out, but it's sold out everywhere. At the places where Chris didn't pre-order.
Oh.
Should have pre-ordered at Best Buy.
But they said 28th.
That's true. Okay.
And Microplay.
Yeah, they messed up. They said on the website it's going to be the 28th. But that's only the 21st. And here we are. Sold out Rock Band.
And Microplay doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
They were expecting it.
And EB wouldn't answer the phone. And So everybody's kind of lost on this except Future Shop and Best Buy, who just wanted to screw everyone over.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Roboto. Thank you.
We were so unfocused without Rock Band.
I know, we were planning on a video. We're going to video podcast with Rock Band.
But now,
Derek, you take over. I'm getting sick. My throat needs to heal.
We're just here on these couches, all relaxed.
We're at Derek's house again.
Phil's falling asleep. Chris is falling asleep.
We just watched The Little Mermaid.
Not all of it.
Quickly.
Skip to the songs. Poop. Yeah, we made a poop for The Little Mermaid.
It's a poopy movie.
Poop. Oh.
Okay, let's just get to the top of the list.
Wow, that was fast.
No Rock Band.
Nothing to talk about.
I guess, unless they keep delaying it, we'll do Rock Band podcast next month.
Yeah, I guess.
What if it comes next week?
Oh, then we just... Well, we're not going to do another podcast.
Rock Band is Phil.
What about the New Year's Eve edition?
No, I'm not doing that. That's why this is end of year edition as well as Christmas. What did I call it? Super Christmas. Happy end of year, happy joy time podcast.
No Rock Band.
So it's not happy year anymore. Or
yeah,
super.
This is sad.
Sad.
But be happy that it's the end of the year.
And No Rock Band.
And the memory of No Rock Band will be wiped out with 2007.
Just wait
another week or so.
This year is 2007.
And once it turns 2008, everything's gone that happened this year.
Good cover-up.
Sorry, babies that were born.
They can't play Rock Band.
You don't exist in 2008.
Oh.
Wiped out.
just like Michael Keaton.
So are we going to make this a long podcast again?
No.
We were going to have Jude as well, but Jude...
Oh, we can call him still. Schedule.
You want to call Jude first? Let's open up with calling Jude.
Really? Or do you want to do...
Well, it's almost five. You told Jude.
Yeah,
expected around five. Let's call him now. Get him to start this, and he can stick around for the rest until...
I don't know if he can.
Until he...
Well, for as long as he can.
Maybe like...
Where would he be right now?
He was expecting canned emails.
Oh. Well, too bad, Jude. Emails happen at the end. He can't...
Well, maybe he thought we'd start earlier.
Oh.
Sorry, Jude.
Well, we had to hunt... We went to the mall for about an hour and a half looking for Rock Band. And we went to Microplay, EB Games, Zellers, Walmart,
Sony Store.
Nobody had the Rock Band we were looking for. Or, like, we never really talked to people and asked if they had it.
You guys should have helped me.
All the places were busy. And, I called Future Shops.
Yeah, filled in.
I drove them around.
Yeah, you could have been.
I drive you guys everywhere. I have the adventure van.
The adventure mobile.
It's a Chevy Venture. Sheventure.
Sheventure.
That's great. Oh. Chris is calling Jude. And we'll get to the topic list once Jude...
But Jude doesn't emails? Even know any of that stuff.
It's okay.
Emails. We'll answer an email now.
See, if Jude was actually here, he still wouldn't know any of that stuff.
It's true. Well, that's okay. What do we have to talk about? Nothing.
Yeah, let's get releases out of the way. Nothing came out. There you go.
Boom.
Thank you. Good fight.
Good fight.
Good night.
Good night. That's it.
Good fight. Good night. Snap of the fingers. Twist of the kidneys.
It's dead. It's over. Sorry.
I was reading an interview
with one
of the female voice actors from South Park.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The one that killed herself?
No.
Oh.
She's not alive. How's she going to do an interview?
Well, I don't know if it was a recent interview.
No, it's one of the ladies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's like two. Ahead. There's only like four voice actors.
Day 12 of dying. You can tell.
Yeah, so it was just interesting. Just talking about the process of doing South Park.
Okay, dude.
Sweet.
You know they do...
So you're ready for podcast
She said usually animated shows happen... Like
day 12 of death.
Takes them some weeks to do one Say episode, hello. But yeah, South Park takes 1 week.
Hi, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Oh, hey. How's
it going? I'm Cameron.
What?
I'm Cameron.
I'm Cameron's brother.
Cameron's brother?
Kaylin, my brother.
Kaylin, brother. See, I'm black, so I can add brother to my name. It works.
Can I'm just really terribly confused. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
We should have called on Derek's phone.
Do you want to call on Derek's phone?
Yeah, Jude, we're going to hang out for a sec and call on Derek's phone because the speaker on Chris's phone is kind of small and not good.
Okay, I got it.
All right, see you.
Hi, Jude.
That was special guest Jude.
Jude's going to be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Day 12 of dying.
What's his number?
Pow, pow,
pow,
pow. You can just pow, pow.
It's his
one. It's called Jeremy.
It's Jeremy.
He's like that French guy.
Oh, yeah, from Batman. What about Mike?
I think I still have the number.
Alright, we're calling Jude again.
Ring! Wanna call Phil? Let's add like lots of people.
I'm right here, though.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Hey.
Derek has to stand near the microphone holding the phone.
You should, like, tape the phone to the microphone.
No.
Or super glue it. You know, whatever, which one ever is easier.
But isn't Derek, it going to be really loud? Because from where we're sitting, it was pretty okay.
Oh, well.
Derek, you should get a telephone stand.
Doesn't matter. I mean, I'm here for, like, how long? 5-10 minutes
tops. 2 hours. As long as you want, Jude.
All night.
Well, I have to get ready soon, so I don't really know that much.
What time are you working? Hello?
Oh no, Jude's
gone.
Hello?
Oh, hello? Oh, Jude, where'd you go?
Shitty beef.
Jude, where'd you go?
What do you mean where'd I go? I'm over here.
He asked you a question.
I asked you what time you're working.
Oh, did you? I totally missed that part. Oh, I'm working at 7.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
So, Jude.
Hello.
Jude. dude,
Hello?
Hello.
This is our...
God dude. Damn it, what's wrong with this phone?
Yeah, we're getting cut off.
I know, same here.
Jude.
I think he just died for a second. Yeah.
Jude.
Yeah.
This is our Christmas and end of year edition podcast. Do you have anything to say on those subjects?
Merry Christmas to people who celebrate it.
Yeah.
New Year, I guess. Wait, you said end of the New Year or like
end of year podcast and Christmas.
Oh, edition. So you'll have one after New Year's?
No, this is all mashed together into one.
Oh, super.
Super.
All right, so then I guess Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Jude.
Screw everyone else who doesn't visit the can, right?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Screw everyone that doesn't listen to the can.
Oh.
Yeah. Jude? Hello. Hello?
That's a good one.
Hello.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, and screw anyone who doesn't listen to the can.
Yeah.
Hello?
Message for Jude. You'll see that on a shirt soon. With
Hello.
Jude's head on it.
Hello.
Hello?
Sting. 1, 2, 3.
Jude, what do you think about the news of Britney Spears' sister being
pregnant? I don't care.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you wish you were the father?
Am I supposed to care?
Do you wish you were the father?
I wasn't, like, it wasn't like I was trying to, like, get her pregnant first, so I really don't care. Wait, she's like, what, 16, right?
I don't know. Go watch Zoe 101 and find out.
No, it's okay. I can just wiki that. Yeah, wiki.
Okay, Jude.
Yeah.
Upcoming movies.
What?
Hello?
Hello? Kitty Walk?
Jude, what do you think about Rock Band not coming out?
Oh, you guys, that means, I guess, Chris didn't get it then.
No.
Well, okay, this is what happened. We went out to look for it, right?
Right.
And he pre-ordered it, or reserved it at Microplay.
Right.
So we went there first, and then when he asked them about if they had it, they're like, we don't know what's going on with it. So then we went all around, nobody... They had, like, the PS2 version at some places, but it was just
the
game. Oh, Rock
Band? There's a PS2 version?
Yeah, it was just the game, not, like, the...
Oh, it wasn't, like, the band set or anything.
That's what most of the stores had.
Really?
But then we came back to Derek's, and we checked online at Future Shop and Best Buy, and they listed it. And we called them, and they're sold out. And
oh.
Some people never answered the phone.
Microplay basically screwed you guys.
Or, well, like, what's going on? Some of these stores don't have it, some of them do.
Yeah, I thought Chris was pretty convinced that Microplay would have it.
Well, they should.
Well, they said that they don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, but before that, prior, you were pretty convinced that they would have it.
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
You should have told. You should have called them.
Oh no, something's wrong. It's
you know,
my dad.
Be like, hey, where's my Rock Band?
Derek's dad is calling, Jude.
Hold on, Jude.
Okay.
Don't talk.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
You want to do some brining for me?
Okay. alright.
Assuming
is
that
it in
you...
the fridge?
Hmm?
The meat is in the fridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the bottom shelf.
Okay.
On the right, in the back. So it's not easy to find. It's in a, not that it's hard to find, but you wouldn't see it immediately. It's in a bag.
Okay.
It's 4 chicken breasts. So,
yeah.
If you stick them into brine, maybe you can cook them tonight.
Alright.
If you like ordering or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Alright.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Hello, Jude.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We just recorded Derek's dad on the podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Telling Derek to, like, cook chicken or something. What did he ask you to do, Brian?
To brine the chicken.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Do you do that chicken?
This is, like, interview Jude section.
So, well, okay, back to Rock Band, I guess.
Yeah. Jude, what are your thoughts on that Rock Band situation?
So they have no idea when they're getting it either?
Microplay doesn't know.
Oh. Did you try and pre-order it somewhere else then?
No.
That's no?
Chris. That's Chris. I'm not the one pre-ordering it.
Oh, okay.
You guys didn't convince me to pre-order anywhere else.
Oh, sorry.
We didn't think of it.
Oh. Well, I guess you can always wait for Microplay to get it sometime.
Yeah.
Jude, are you looking forward to Trashmation Theater Power Rangers?
What?
You're out of the loop, Jude.
I'm such a huge fan. I mean, I follow everything. Actually, I didn't know about that. So, what is it, basically?
Alright, we might as well get to the next point on our topic list. Upcoming movies. Derek, talk about Trashmation Theater Power Rangers.
A spoof of Power Rangers. Jude, do you like chicken?
It's all right.
What's your favorite beef?
Oh, what's going on in this podcast? We're going for 15 minutes.
Do you like beef?
Beef is good.
Lamb?
I love lamb.
Lamb tastes kind of funny.
I love lamb. Lamb is better than beef and pork and chicken put together.
No.
I think lamb is really, it's got a weird taste to it.
Yeah.
You paired really well.
And then after
last time, my friend tried to make lamb curry, it tastes like crap.
Oh, okay, well, curry is kind of bad.
Curry everything.
No, curry's good. Feels wrong.
Okay, after lamb is duck.
That's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of bold.
It tastes like sweeter chicken.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's like more unhealthy chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duck is always full of fat.
Yeah, fat and bones.
Have you ever had quail?
I've never tried quail.
Well,
quail is good, but it's like 90% bony.
It's like duck.
So you get very little meat, but it's so good. And then you can have quail eggs.
Dude, can you sneeze?
What?
Can you sneeze for us?
What? I can't hear you guys, sorry.
Can you sneeze for us?
Beef for us?
Sneeze, achoo.
Sneeze?
Yeah.
Oh, sneeze. Right?
Yeah.
You said sneeze, right? Like right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
That's great, dude.
Was that for something?
Yes. Transmission Theater Power Rangers.
Oh. Sweet.
So I just recorded more voices yesterday.
Oh. What's the completion rate on that?
75.
You said it was going to come out on the 16th.
I said the week of the 16th.
Okay, well,
that's still this week. Tomorrow's the last day, Derek.
Well, we were talking about maybe doing a simultaneous release, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about Trashmation first. What's your progress on it? What point are you at?
Oh, well, I'm almost finished animating, so it should be out by Christmas. That's all.
But Derek told me I need to.
I need one more line.
One more line from Zach,
that's
Black
it.
Ranger. What about Shoot Sun?
Yeah, she's done.
She's done her voices.
Yeah.
How was the process working with her? How was that?
Working with Azure.
How was it? What's it
I
like?
I sent the script and said, "Can you do these lines?" And she did them.
Because when I do my voices, I sit there.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
it's me and Derek went back and forth doing the lines over and over and over.
How's it going?
And then you send it to these people, and it's like one dry run. There you go.
No, they do it kind of like we do, except I'm not there. They'll record like five or six takes that are kind of different.
Do you ever tell them they're garbage? I want something else.
No, not in that tone. You're garbage.
Rebecca McCarthy, you're garbage.
Hello? Jude?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, Jude.
Hi.
Can you sneeze?
I like
oh,
me.
Stop it. Now people have a real reason to not like the podcast. Because this is so bad.
Jude, you have to save the podcast.
How do I save it? Do I have to sneeze again?
Jude, give us a... Jude, what's on your mind? What do you have to say to the can-nothing people?
What? You're like breaking up every like...
You know what's funny?
4 or 5 words.
Jude,
I know.
It's really awkward.
There's a silence and then Jude
people.
Says what?
I'm like, what?
And Jude, what is like Jude's little trademark word?
I don't have a trademark word.
Yeah, you always said, what? What?
I guess so. But that was kind of old, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's funny when it comes back.
I guess so.
Silence and then, what?
I haven't done it for a while. I only do it when Phil's around.
Oh,
I do
just,
one,
yeah.
Someone else,
that's our thing,
up.
Jude. That's
yeah,
our
that's
thing.
Not, that's not fun. Did Justin do any voices for the Power Ranger movie?
Justin?
No.
Yeah.
No.
The only fan voice we got was Shoot Sun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Someone signed in.
Who signed in, Jude?
Oh, that's my cousin.
Oh,
you can hear that? Holy crap, your phone's awesome.
What are you on, MSN?
Well, obviously.
Well, you could be on Yahoo Messenger.
Who signed in? I mean, pretty good indication.
Because I don't turn on the sounds for MSN. I hate those things.
Because you're too busy listening to the podcast, right?
Yeah.
This is a podcast all the time.
I just shuffle through all of them.
Oh.
Yeah, that was believable. So. Chris is just sitting there laughing. I don't know if he's laughing at us or laughing at his phone.
Probably laughing at me.
At the whole situation.
He's laughing at the situation.
Because he's like playing with his phone. Are you playing Snake, Chris?
No.
I don't have Snake on my phone.
Snake.
I have a stupid soccer game.
Soccer?
Oh yeah, he has a really good soccer game on his
phone. Really good, excuse me. It's at like one level, which is like the same thing over and over for the next 7 levels. You just add one more guy in front of you and that's it. Crap.
Okay, so what were we saying about our movies?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're planning on doing releasing Trashmation Theater, Power Rangers, and Eat Me on the same day. Double release. Jude, is that blowing your mind?
Yeah, it's a double feature like Grindhouse.
Yeah, we're always talking mind. About doing our Grindhouse.
Well, you have like a cameo by Chew Man Fu or whatever that is. That'd be awesome.
Derek can do that.
Derek, do that. That'll be awesome. Like, halfway between the movie, you just come out and start laughing.
That'd be awesome.
It has to be a white guy, though.
You don't get Eric. Like the only white guy I know you guys know.
We know Arthur.
Yeah, but do you still do anything with Arthur?
No.
Oh,
I haven't seen him since the summer.
Arthurnomics 2.
Yeah, so Eat Me and Trashmation Power Rangers on the same day. Christmas Day, we were hoping. As a sort of gift from
Aren't
the
Aren't you guys celebrating Christmas on Christmas Day?
No.
Why are you releasing movies?
We're going to be working on our movies, man.
No, it's all about the Christmas.
But, see, the movies are for Christmas.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'll shut up now.
It's our gift to our people.
Will you get anything back from them?
No.
Maybe like a 10-page review of it?
They praise us.
By Justin? Or his brother?
Justin's brother?
Wait, who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Cameron?
Dr. Payne.
Dr. Payne, my bad.
Yeah. That's different. So, progress on Eat Me. It's about...
Jude. Jude.
Okay. I like
it. It's about Jude. Jude, I wanted you here because I wanted to... I had a small video that I wrote last month and I needed you in it.
Oh.
It's
well,
really,
I was going to take the day off, but...
Like, all I needed...
I had some stuff to take care of.
It was just like one line I need you to record and that's it. Or two, actually.
Can I record it now?
He can say it now.
No, but he's not here.
Chris can stand in for him.
I'm here in spirit.
It would be the same.
What's the line?
Yeah, what is the line?
It's a move. It's a video about high definition. It's
okay.
Sort of like a commercial.
Okay.
And your line is something like, "They say TV makes you like ruins your mind and stuff."
That's a way of line.
But HD.
I'll
but
do
my,
it.
My, watching TV makes my mind clear, just like high definition.
Oh, okay,
like that.
That's pretty good.
Okay, say it, Jude.
Okay. I couldn't even say it.
For like high definition. I totally butchered that one.
Yeah, when are you going to be available to film?
When do you need me?
I don't know, this isn't an urgent video. I'm still working on Eat Me.
Well, if you're still working on it, then just tell me when after.
Christmas
right?
Day.
Is it, it will be after New Year's or like before?
Anytime.
I completely missed that. What?
Anytime.
Time?
Any time.
Me time?
Anytime.
Anytime. It's a meat time. Alright,
New Year's
when's
Day.
When's your next podcast? I'll come during your next podcast.
next month sometime. They're monthly.
When Rock Band comes
out. Rock Band.
Yeah, you gotta be here for Rock
Band. Yeah, but that might be like when?
Rock Band.
Next week.
Anytime.
Tomorrow.
Oh, wait, what's tomorrow? I'm working tomorrow, too.
You're opening and closing.
Dude, you can't swear on a podcast.
Dude, they put me too long. Too many hours.
I have to bleep that out.
No, you can't swear on the podcast.
We have a young audience.
Oh, my bad. I'll stop swearing now. You can edit that out, right?
Yeah.
Say, like, cool or something.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
What else can't you say?
What else can't you say?
No, what else can't you say? I'll make a note of this.
Write down what you're writing down.
What? I can't say that. I just want to edit, like, a whole, like 2 minutes worth of, like, me talking.
Yeah, so eat me. I'm still editing. I edited about 80% of it, and we did one reshoot on, what was it?
My sister made a gingerbread house.
A gingerbread house.
Oh yeah, did you see my gingerbread house? Or not mine.
Your sister's, right?
My sister's gingerbread house.
No, I can't see it.
My action figures on it. If you haven't seen that, go to the web
forum.
Web portal.
Web portal?
5 o'clock.
Chris is like dying because he wants sushi. That's why
he
he's not
get sushi.
He got no Rock Band. He didn't get his sushi.
Oh.
Chris is just depressed. Chris, don't kill yourself.
Did he buy Orange Box?
Orange Box.
Oh, I forgot Orange Box.
Oh.
What?
That's Half Life 2.
Oh.
Set.
You like
Go
Half-Life?
Buy it now.
Dude, did you buy Orange Box?
Yeah, I have Orange Box. Then I remembered I don't like Half Life.
do you like
boring.
Portal though, or like Team Fortress?
The Team Fortress is really laggy on Xbox Live.
Oh.
I mean, you try to run and like bat someone in the head, and they just like turn up behind you and shoot you in the face.
That's not chill.
But it's fun though, from what I try to play. Portal is really fun too.
Cool.
Have you played that, Derek?
No, I haven't played it.
Portal looks cool.
Portal's really fun. It's got this really dark kind of theme to it.
It has portals. That's why it's cool.
Yes.
It could be like Mickey Mouse, as long as it has portals.
Comedy.
He knows what the game's about.
Yeah.
I think that's the game Chris wanted to buy, just for the Orange Box.
I wanted to play.
Hey, Chris.
I wanted Rock Band.
Oh. Go get Guitar Hero and pretend it's Rock Band.
It's not the same.
Jude, what do you want to play in Rock Band?
Chris said to be the singer.
Yeah.
Exactly. These guys want me to sing all the time, and I can't do it because I don't know those songs.
Yeah, exactly.
But neither does Jude.
I don't know them either.
Most of stuff, they didn't have like any mainstream songs.
No.
They have Fall Out Boy. That's really what I know.
See, Jude knows Fall Out Boy. Dance, dance. Is that the one?
Is that the one, Chris?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Ah, do it, Fall Out Boy.
Swearing Jude.
Good songs on it, like Rihanna.
Rihanna's in Rock Band?
Jude wanted Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, since you've been gone, I mean, come on. I have that on DDR.
Cool.
Well, Kelly Clarkson belongs in a game like DDR.
Oh, he doesn't.
Oh.
Stupid mouse.
What's happening, Jude?
My mouse keeps, like, disconnecting and reconnecting. I don't know why. You better mice.
Mice? What does your mouse have to do with...
With what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can barely hear you.
Phil's losing spirit. He's slowly fading away.
This is like half an hour.
Already?
Yeah. We're half an hour in. Well, Jude, we didn't call you from the beginning.
What do you mean?
We called you about 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you've been here for about 25 minutes.
Isn't that long?
We've talked about, like, nothing.
What do
we usually talk about?
Nothing.
Exactly. That's the podcast.
This is like calm down, sad nothing.
Oh, there's no Rock Band.
I know.
It's 5 o'clock.
And Jude, we were gonna video podcast too.
Really?
Yeah, but
why?
Because of Rock Band.
Oh, but you don't have Rock Band. That's the problem.
Yeah, don't remind me that.
See, everything is revolving around Rock Band.
You shouldn't have made it like around a game which has no release date. It's coming out tomorrow, so we might as well try.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, it was supposed to come out on the 17th.
Well, 20th, wasn't it?
I heard 17th.
It was confirmed for Canada, the 20th. I'm not sure when the U.S.
Well, remember when the news first came out, they said 17th?
I'm not sure where you're reading your news, but I just kept hearing 20th.
Oh.
But maybe because you tried to follow it more than I did, so.
I don't know. I really didn't care
for Rock Band.
Mm.
Hello?
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 Hey, Jude.
Stupid mouth. Oh, the phone's useless. Hello?
Hello?
So, anyone there?
We're planning on doing some reshoots for...
Jude, what are you doing?
Where's that?
Dial Wars!
Star Wars?
Dial Wars.
Don't you have, like, canned news to talk about?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, and then you press the button.
Oh, I have bad timing.
So, we're doing some reshoots for Eat Me Later. Just a little bit.
Did you see the HD footage, dude? Are you okay?
No, I've got AIDS.
Okay. Take care, Jude.
Keep going, don't worry about my AIDS.
So Chris, talk about the experience of filming Eat Me.
Chris is asleep.
Chris, what did it feel like to be filmed in high definition?
HD.
Derek.
HD.
Derek, what did it feel like to be filmed in high definition?
Pretty much the same as low definition.
But I had...
Phil, do you need an HD TV to watch your HD camera?
I have an HD camera.
What?
I have an HD camera.
What?
I have an HD camera.
He's doing his thing with you.
Oh, yeah. That was fun, dude. I enjoyed that.
I really can't hear him. It's like, HD camera, HD camera, oh, yeah, HD camera. That's all I'm hearing.
I have an HD camera.
I know, but... doesn't come in HD, does it?
You don't need anything special.
Oh, okay.
It's just the camera in HD. And you don't need an HD TV or monitor to watch it. It's just high resolution.
Oh, okay.
It looks really good.
Really high file size, too.
What?
It's about...
How many gigs are you willing to download, Jude?
I can barely stomach 1 gig. What are you talking about, gig?
Oh.
I mean, it takes me, what, 6 hours, 7 hours to get 1 gig?
Oh,
with
wow.
With my crappy internet?
Yeah, it takes me that long, too, because... Yeah.
So nothing under 500 megabytes, please.
How big is it going to be, Phil?
It'll be under 500 for sure.
Okay.
But it won't be anywhere near
500. Under 500 gigs?
YouTube it. YouTube that, and I'll be happy.
I can't even hold that on my computer.
Just do it. Make it so much easier for me. I can just stream that stuff.
Yeah. Streaming 500 gigs.
Oh man.
How long would that have to be 500 gigs?
500 gigs.
You get like a DVD rip, maybe at 1 or 2 gigs, and that's a 2-hour movie.
Actually, there's an HD, like, Xbox Live, they start offering HD movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, like, 300 in HD is, like, 5 gigs.
Like, Jude, you should watch Eat Me when it comes out on Xbox 360.
How can I do that?
I don't know.
Can you teach me?
Can you... You're the one who has a 360. Could you, like, download the movie from somewhere? From the site?
It doesn't have, like, a web browser.
It's not a computer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not as sophisticated as the Wii or the PS3.
Can you stream it from the site?
You can't even get to the site.
I might be able to put it like on a USB drive. Maybe that'll work.
But see,
oh god, that'll take forever too.
The Wii, which is the lesser of the three machines, can get to the website. Why not 360?
Because it's Microsoft.
Tell me that, Bill Gates.
Microsoft already has a computer.
Is Nintendo starting to one-up you, Bill Gates? Jude, you play the part of Bill Gates.
Oh, me?
Hey, I didn't
but I'm
not
rich or successful. Well, what can I do? Oh, my answer will be half. No, yes. Maybe.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hello. No, no.
Hello.
Hey, Jude.
Hi, Jude.
Hi. So, what's up?
Nothing. This is a terrible podcast.
Hi, Jude.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hi.
You want to redo it?
Alright.
No.
Okay, well, let's get to the topic list.
When do you have to get ready?
When do you have to get ready, Jude?
What time? I don't know.
It's
now.
Like 12 o'clock now.
But it's okay.
You have to get ready now, that's okay.
You want to answer some emails?
Okay.
Are we going to skip to the emails?
Let's skip to emails.
Okay. Where are they?
Oh my god, this is so terrible.
Go to here.
Okay.
Whoops.
Oops. Let's start with the oldest one. That's what I always do.
Can emails? Jude, get your AIDS cured.
Dare
I can't
do it.
Take off your glove.
No, I like my glove.
I have to do it upside down. There you go.
Okay, Jude.
Okay.
Sing canned emails for us.
No.
We don't even feel like singing the song this time.
Canned emails.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
What a way to end.
Rock
end
band.
Don't worry, the simultaneous release will make up for it.
No, it won't.
No, I mean, what a way to end the year with the podcast.
Oh, who cares?
I don't think I'm going to listen to this one. Okay, this one comes from Justin. Justin B. Evans. From Wish. How about you switch it up and ask us a question?
Oh, snap, he turned the tables on you.
How about you ask us a question instead?
Justin. P.S. A real question. If you could... I don't want to read this.
If you could work on a collaborative project with anyone or any team, who or what would it be? Jude?
What?
Well, I was thinking about this today after I read that interview with the South Park lady. And I say Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Okay, next question.
No.
What about you?
I don't choose anybody.
Why not?
Trying to get this over with.
All right, this is going to be a shorter podcast because we're just not into
podcast
it.
Podcast over.
Like we said
wait,
at the
wait,
beginning.
Two more questions.
Like we said, this is just a sad podcast.
Jude, are you sad?
Hello.
Because Jude is making it funny. Because we had it all planned out what we're going to do, and then Rock Band just dead. Everything's gone. Throw it in the pool.
What's gone? What? Hello.
Hi, dude.
Oh, hi.
How's your dog?
Are we still here?
Yeah.
This one comes from...
Mizu Saj.
What is that song in Batman, What's Yours Is Mine? The one in the gorilla scenes. It's pretty funk jugular. Anyway, keep it up. You guys make my digestive system so much smoother. Mmm. Roast beefy weef. Thank you for your question. We used two different songs in the gorilla scene, so I don't know which one you're talking about. But the first one was, it's called Skull Monkeys or something?
It's a Skull Monkeys theme song. It's from the game Skull Monkeys.
Okay, I didn't even know that was a game.
The other one is Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, so the one that goes, beep, bop, bop, beep, bop, bitter. That's the Skull Monkeys. And then the one during the Chinese scene is the bonus level music from Donkey Kong Country. So look those up. Those are pretty, that's
thanks
some
for your emails.
Pretty good music. Jude.
Hi, Jude.
Hello.
Jude, do you have a question for the Can of Nothing?
Not really.
No. Thanks, Jude.
Thanks for your email. Alright, this last email. Why did we only get three this time? What's going on with you people?
They knew we'd be depressed.
Yeah. They knew it was going to be a sad podcast.
Yeah.
Because they knew Rock Band wasn't coming out today.
Exactly.
They were all ahead and you guys weren't.
Oh.
It just comes back to Rock Band.
Go play some Guitar Hero now.
Yeah.
No.
We should have had a backup plan.
Jude, do you like Guitar Hero?
Nah, not really. Which is probably why I don't like Rock Band.
Oh.
But you never
played
Rock Band.
Haven't tried Rock Band. Maybe you like singing.
Or drumming.
But isn't that like Karaoke Revolution?
Maybe you like drumming.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe you'll discover maybe. That you're a drumming prodigy.
At 21.
You're like Jude, did you see the South Park Guitar Hero episode?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Well, what would you say, Phil?
Did you see the South Park Guitar Hero episode?
That wasn't that funny. Yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't
okay.
That funny.
But
question.
The best part was just when the dad came in. He's like, guys, I can play these for real.
And they just totally ignored him. Dad, and then he started playing Guitar Hero.
New guitars for old people.
Here are the questions. Why is Phil so creepy?
Who's asking this?
Yeah.
I should say.
How has the writer's strike affected you? Do you think that The Simpsons will continue to get worse?
Number one.
Simpsons already.
Why is Phil so creepy?
I already said that.
Referring to his crush on Azur. That's not a real crush. That was a joke.
Sure, it was. It was real.
So why am I creepy then?
Because you have a crush.
Just because.
Jude, why is Phil creepy, Jude? Stop having AIDS.
Number two.
Phil's got AIDS, what?
You gave Phil AIDS just now.
Oh, that sucks, Phil, sorry. Maybe I should stop doing podcasts with you guys over the phone. Spirit will contract my AIDS.
How has the writer's strike affected you? It hasn't. That's why we have two movies coming out very soon.
You guys aren't paid for what you're doing, right?
What?
What?
What? What'd you say?
What? Hello.
Hi. Hi, Jude. How's it going?
Jude.
Yeah.
Here's a question that you can answer.
All right.
Do you think The Simpsons...
No. I'm just kidding.
Hold on, let me ask the question.
Yeah, I'm ready to ask the question.
Do you think The Simpsons will continue to get worse and soon be cancelled?
I think it will continue to get worse, but it probably won't get cancelled.
It won't get cancelled,
because it still gets good ratings.
Like Derek said, good ratings.
I've been tuning into the new episodes lately, every week.
According to some people, there's some good episodes.
Yeah, well, they've been better. Every now and then, they still have a good episode.
After that 400th episode, they got better.
Really?
After the movie.
Well, the movie was pretty good.
Yeah. The movie was decent. It wasn't anything classic. It was better than the Family Guy movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched that.
Well, the Family Guy movie was just three episodes, and they air it in the regular season now.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Thanks for your emails.
Did you see that Futurama movie?
Oh, Bender's Big Score? Yeah, my cousin showed that to me.
Is it good?
It's funny.
Is it?
It has to do with time travel, and it gets really crazy.
Thanks for your
I want to check that out.
Basically, there's these aliens that come to Earth, and they scam people, and they scammed everyone out of owning the Earth, basically. So then they took over, and then they found this code that opens up this time portal. And so Bender goes through time getting things from
the Earth. What's that background noise?
That's Chris. Take over, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
It's a cool.
I thought that you put the radio on or something. Really, like Chris one of those top used radio channels.
Yeah. All right.
So,
thank you. How many G's for the Futurama movie?
What?
How many G's?
Oh, how many G's?
Yeah, out of five, of course.
I give it a 4.5.
Oh shit! Awesome. Better check that out.
And they made a lot of jokes too about being off the air for 2 years.
Didn't Family Guy kind of do that too?
I don't know.
Yeah, they did. Beginning the first episode.
Yeah, there you go.
They did all the shows that were canceled after.
Yeah, like they showed all they talked about all the shows being canceled, and then they were there. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody, check out Bender's Big Score.
When did the new season start? Anyway, 2008, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
I still haven't seen all the episodes from the last season. So when I see them on. Solitude and stuff. Most of it's pretty new to me still. Speaking of what Chris is saying, we were planning on doing a Can of Nothing Christmas video. But
what? Can of Nothing what?
Christmas video.
Oh, Christmas video.
Just like the birthday video, remember that?
No.
You were in it.
I remember now.
You recorded a part.
Oh, I thought that was our release or something.
Oh, did you ever? You never watched it?
Oh, so it was released.
Remember, you don't watch.
It was released in August.
I don't watch anything that I have that I
Dude, mean. Dude, when you come over, next time we see you, we're gonna make you watch Godzilla.
No.
You're good though. You're good.
No, I know, but I don't know.
I know.
I didn't mean it in that way, but it's like I just don't watch things on it.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're planning on doing the Christmas video, but that was only if we have time. Because Christmas is almost here. Everyone's
hey, the here. Rock band's not available today, so you have time now.
Stop swearing.
Oh, shit, I fell off my chair.
Stop swearing, Jude. You know how many times we're going to have to bop all this? Jude.
Yeah?
Okay.
Swear some more, Jude.
What?
Swear some more.
Press what?
Press one.
F1? Oh, God.
Oh.
All right.
Podcast over.
All right.
Thank you for your emails, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jude.
Jude wanted to answer emails. He didn't really.
I didn't really answer. I just answered like one question.
Let's
right?
answer.
That's Jude, it was
worth. Jude, you can answer Justin's question.
No,
if you could collaborate
it.
With people, who would you call? Bow, bow. Bow, bow.
Okay, I think we have to go, Jude.
Okay, then. See you guys later.
Thanks.
See you. Alright, everybody, that was Jude Pinto.
See, the problem with that was that because Jude was the center of tension.
Yeah.
So we couldn't really properly talk.
We had
so
to
let's
talk
do the
to
podcast
Jude.
Now.
Topical list. Go back to the topic list. We didn't finish it.
Aw.
I wanted to stop. No. Okay, variety show. Oh, Derek, do you have any other Trashmation things coming up?
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
What about Subcultured 6?
Oh, not yet. I'll probably do that.
What's do that? Do you have an idea for it?
Yeah, it's already written.
Oh.
So
okay, any new characters?
Stop interrupting.
Okay, talk.
Yeah, there's some new stuff. There's some new characters. It's a
new dialogue.
I don't know if it's back to basics, quote unquote. But I don't know.
Is Peace Kids gonna be in it this time?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I want you to make that one with
maybe
Borbisha.
I'll do it. With Borbisha. Oh yeah, if you didn't know, that's Keith's daughter's name.
Awesome.
And when we were recording those lines, I couldn't keep a straight face because Borbisha is such a stupid name.
Not to insult anyone with that name.
Is it
there.
A real name?
No.
Okay.
I hope not.
Are you sure?
B-O-R-B-E-I-S-H-A.
If your name is Borbisha, send us an email. I want to make friends with you.
What if it's a man?
Still, doesn't matter. It's a funny name.
A man from Sweden or something. Borbisha Gruklok.
Gruklok.
Sounds like a troll. Anyway,
variety show.
Questers.
I want to film something soon.
Questers later.
Yeah, you guys want to
music from Questers
soon? You guys want to film something for the variety show?
I want to play rock band.
Right, okay, Derek. We could film some stuff. I have some ideas we could do quick.
Okay.
What is this?
Oh yeah, I wanted to do eating stuff with Derek.
Oh, well, not today.
Yeah, not today.
Play
soon,
not
after Christmas. After Christmas.
At post-Christmas. Super Christmas festivities. End of your happy joy
one
time.
Okay, so...
And one more time.
Derek, what are you doing for Christmas?
For
same thing as usual. Family stuff.
What are your family Christmas traditions?
Whoa.
We just have meals. Lunch with my dad's side of the family, dinner with my mom's side of the family.
Why lunch?
And then we go to church.
Paychecks of others.
What do you do? Do you do anything special?
Every year, I go to the same two Christmas parties 1 week after the next.
Yeah.
With the same people. I don't know why. One of them's at my aunt's house.
Yeah.
And then the other one is at this church hall. And they always expect me to like play guitar or clarinet or something.
Seriously? And do you?
I did last year.
Oh. You play like carols and stuff?
I played like Christmas music on the clarinet. And then I played Buckethead Star Wars.
Did they like that?
I guess so, yeah. My cousin was like, I really enjoyed that last year. I wish we played again. But I was playing with a backing track. I couldn't hear it, so I kept saying, stop, try it again. Again, it took me like 4 times before I actually started playing the song.
Were they getting impatient?
Not really.
Ooh.
Everyone was kind of like laughing.
laughing
at me. Laughing with me.
Look at that guy. Our and family member.
Yeah, that was pretty... So, I think next... I wanted to play, because performing is pretty cool. But I didn't have anything prepared, because I was so busy studying for exams and stuff.
Oh.
So next year I'll do something.
My Sharona.
My Sharona.
Yeah, and then just like midnight mass, dinner.
Cool.
That's it. Chris, what are you doing for Christmas?
He's
Chris is going to be hoping that Santa brings him rock band. Oh, see, Chris, you should have sat on Santa's lap at the mall. Say, Santa, I want Microplay to have rock band. And then there it will be.
T-shirts. New T-shirts available soon.
At our Spreadshirt shop. They're pretty much ready now, right?
Yeah, I have to finish the last one, the stylized one.
So we got one more design to finish up.
So what designs do we have? We have the stylized can, the old can, Subcultured, Trashimation, Beast,
some Living in a Can
Ken shaped soul.
I think that's it.
Yeah, so a few designs, lots of different products to choose from.
T-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, tech cups.
You can, when we put up the site, you can look around at the different products and the different colors and stuff. And if you want one of our designs on a shirt that we don't have up yet, just,
yeah,
I'll start a thread. You can just make requests there, and then we can put that up.
Yeah. Not going to.
But don't, don't, going to. If you request.
Should all acquaintance be forgotten and never brought to mind?
Okay, we'll put the thread up, you'll see.
They're not going to listen.
So look out for those t-shirts coming soon. Derek, you said you ordered one, right?
I ordered a hoodie, yeah, a Trashimation hoodie.
Excellent.
I want a hoodie.
So we'll see how it looks.
The hoodie I'm wearing now came from Spreadshirt.
But does it have anything on it?
Oh, it's got that. Shut up. But this is a zipper hoodie. This is the zipper hoodie.
Yeah, somebody pop out with the background.
Almeida. I know nobody cares.
Everyone knows Almeida already.
That's not fair. You didn't pop on me.
Well, because you're already in the credits and stuff.
Chris Almeida is thief. Feel as bad.
But Achoy was in Batman, what? No?
Yeah.
Weren't our full names in it?
Achoy's in everything.
Yeah.
Also, Achoy.
Forgot and
Bow bow all over the place today.
It's just gonna be like 5 minutes of bow bow. Just play the whole song. Alright. Movie. Chris, did you see any movies lately?
I Am Legend.
Well, how was that? I heard it was bad.
It was really good. I liked it. Why do you say it's bad?
I heard it was bad.
Who said it was bad?
Critics.
Eric?
No, not Eric. I don't talk to Eric. I haven't talked to him since.
I liked it.
Actually, we
saw my Golden Compass.
You know, there's like a lot of parts where, because he's all by himself, so he's like really like isolated from like everyone else. So then he like makes all these mannequins and sets them up all over the area.
Okay. What is that movie about? There's like zombies or something?
Well, because I don't know, apparently there's a cure for cancer, and I know something in the cure transformed people into vampires. They're not allowed to go into the light.
Okay.
But yeah, his acting is really good. Like, you can tell he's really antisocial.
Cool.
He hasn't been dealt with, like, he hasn't talked to people in a long time.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I heard that they wanted to film on location New York, and they had to, like, clear out big areas of it.
I don't know why people wouldn't like it. Pretty good.
I don't know.
Very good.
I heard people, it came from a book, right?
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people.
Before.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Jude.
Hi, Jude.
Jude has high standards. He gave like RV like a 2 or something.
I thought he liked RV. I remember he gave it a 2.
He liked Alligator Nights, not RV.
Oh yeah. And then I was talking to Jason, he's like, what's wrong with Jude? Talladega Nights sucks. It's like that brown. Alright, yeah, so me and Derek saw the Golden Compass. Derek, you seem to like it a lot.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I like the books a lot.
Do you know what Eric thought?
Nope. We didn't really ask Eric, even though he was there with us.
We went to see it, went straight home. That's it.
Really? He didn't want to do anything afterwards?
I think he knows we don't usually do anything
afterwards. He mentioned the Halo party again. He's like, so when are we going to do the Halo party? We're just like, ask Jude.
Never.
Because really, it is up to Jude. It's at his house.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be
and it's something that party. Jude kind of started too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something that Eric just sort of pushed his way into.
Yeah, Eric wants us to go to his house, but I'm not really into the Halo party that much anymore.
I haven't even played Halo 3 yet.
Have you? It's the same. It's Halo 2 with better graphics.
It's so much bloom.
Buzz boom.
I saw one of the new custom maps though.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So we
can open and close the windows. Everybody,
his house is the one with no numbers on the garage.
Yeah, you know what happened to me? When I ordered this shirt, I ordered UPS, right? And then the night when it was supposed to come, because you can track it, they called me at like 9 o'clock saying, "We can't find your house. Is it a house or an apartment?" I'm like, "It's a house. There's no numbers on the front. You have to." you know, count the other houses and find mine. So they're like, oh, okay. So, but it was stupid because it was the same guy who delivered something I bought before, and he found the house. So I don't know what was going on. When I get my package, on it, there's a sticker that says, house has no numbers on garage. Check side of house.
Check side of house. That's good.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
So go see Golden Compass. Help its box office numbers so that they'll make part two. The Subtle
starring George
if
Clooney.
Watch I Am Legend and help Will Smith make more money.
Yeah.
He's already rich, though.
Maybe if he makes enough money, he'll make Fresh Prince part two.
The movie or the series?
The series.
Fresh Prince 2 the series.
Why would it be called 2?
He's gonna be so old.
It's like he, like Uncle Phil dies, and Carlton dies, and
Hillary dies.
No, in the
Ashton
will
dies.
See, Uncle Phil only trusts Carlton with his money.
Oh.
So Will Smith squeezes his way into the will, and he takes the money and he inherits.
But everyone went their separate ways. Ashley and Hillary are like in New York.
Yeah, so they're out of the picture now. It doesn't matter about them.
It's just Will Smith then.
And everyone's dead, and he's alone.
Prince.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
He's a military doctor.
Oh, he's a military doctor.
Is he?
Yeah.
And I don't remember what he's doing.
Talk about I Am Legend.
Oh.
I mean,
there's not a vampire in the actual series.
I don't know what's going on. Watch The Golden Compass.
George Clooney.
I have to see it again because I watched it. I watched it for bomb bomb. Alright, emails we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, George Clooney, we didn't do it well, but that's okay.
What are your favorite Christmas movies?
Sorry, guys.
Christmas movies?
Yeah.
Didn't we answer this like last
year?
Yeah,
we already did this.
I don't know.
George Clooney, come on. Getting through the topic list. George Clooney.
Oh, I had a question I wanted to ask you guys. I was thinking about this on my way home from my exam.
Okay.
What is your favorite stereotype?
Chinese man.
I like
brown person.
Cheap brown person. I like the scary bald guy who's actually the nicest person in the world when you talk to them.
That's a stereotype?
What?
Yeah, you know, like bikers, they look all scary and stuff.
Oh.
Then you go up to them, they're like, oh, hey, sorry, you can go ahead of me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Scary Chinese biker.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
That's better.
Scary cheap brown man.
Scary skeepity.
Get on my bike now! Vroom,
vroom, vroom. Used to be nice.
Oh.
Get on my bike, please.
Demanding.
So Rush Hour 3 came out on DVD. No one's getting it.
Alright.
I forgot all about that movie.
I never saw it.
I wanted to see it when it came out in theaters.
Were we supposed to see it?
And then it just kind of passed and I didn't care anymore.
Like Harry Potter.
I saw Harry Potter.
No, but we were supposed to all see it, but then
I
was with my dad and my sister.
I saw it on a plane. That.
You saw what?
On a plane.
Oh. I saw it in 3D.
I saw it on my computer.
Terrible.
Yeah, I saw it on my computer.
I'm sorry.
Chris. But it was all German, so
oh,
was like,
mine wasn't German, but it had weird subtitles.
Yours was in German?
No, mine wasn't in German. It had, like, some foreign language subtitles.
You know what I realize about Harry Potter movies? I like them. I can never remember the titles of the second and the fourth one.
Chamber of Secrets.
And the Prisoner of Azkaban.
And the Goblet of Fire.
No, Prisoner of Azkaban is number 3.
Goblet of Fire.
Fortress of Stones.
I actually read the books, so I know.
Yeah, I see Deathly Hallows there.
Yeah.
Which one's Deathly
Hallows? I bought
the last one.
I bought that for my dad for Christmas today, and then I go home, and it's sitting on my sister's shelf.
Order of the Phoenix?
After the Phoenix, it's that one.
Oh, yeah?
Deathly Hallows.
Oh, no, wait, the Half-Blood Prince.
Oh.
And then it's that.
Yeah, because there's only 5 movies and there's 7 books.
Yeah.
Is she stopping there?
Yeah, she's done. That's the last
one. Spin-off.
Oh, what happened? Who died?
No, spoilers.
Tell us, I don't care.
Bow-bow.
Who cares?
I forget.
What happens?
Harry dies, but he gets resurrected. He ends up with,
Well, Christians won't like that one.
He ends up with that guy's, sister.
Yeah.
Hermione?
Ginny.
Who's Jimmy?
No, you know the...
Ron's sister.
Yeah.
Ron has a sister named Jimmy?
A sister named Ginny. G-I-N-N-Y.
Like or, drink?
Or Ginny. Ginny. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a British thing.
Okay.
These people are crazy.
I didn't even know he had a sister. Oh. I know he has those twin brothers.
His sister's almost never in the movies. That's why. She's such a minor character.
Voldemort dies.
Oh, yeah. One of the twin brothers dies.
You know who should come back?
What?
Those French girls from the... That movie. They were awesome.
French.
You like that, eh? You like that.
Remember
in the
when they had the Triwizard tournament.
Yeah, isn't that
and the different
fire?
Schools came, and one of them was like all these French witches.
Fleur de la Cour. She's in the books.
What happened to that Asian girl that has like a Scottish accent?
Yeah, she's in there too.
Really? Yeah, that's so weird.
She's like, also a minor
character.
Is
she supposed to be Asian with a Scottish accent?
Yeah, she's supposed to be. I don't know if she's Scottish, but she's supposed to be Asian. Okay. Her name is Cho Chang.
Is she the Asian girl in the movie?
With a Scottish accent? There.
Yeah,
it's always funny when you see Asian people with different accents.
Yeah, like us. With our Canadian accents.
Yeah, you have Canadian accents?
Well, Western North American accents. If you think about it.
You ever watch Still Standing? Chris?
What's that?
Is that a
no, no,
show?
Well, no.
Wayne Brady as a blind wrestler?
No, it was the mom on, has a weird accent on that show.
No.
Who's her mom?
Her mom.
Hermione.
Hermione.
I could never figure out her name at first.
Hermione.
Like, Hermione.
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 Ron.
Don't you hate it when like you see a name and you look, you think it's so complicated, and one person just says it and it's like, that's how you're supposed to pronounce it. That's it. That's all there is to it.
It was weird. Like, I like the Golden Compass and stuff, and throughout, when I was reading those books.
I knew someone named, her name was N-A-O-I-S-E, and it's
N-A-O-S?
Nisha. Nisha. It's like, okay, I thought your name was Nioise.
It's like Nguyen.
George Clooney.
Nguyen.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Why did you put him on the topic list?
I don't know, just for fun.
Do you like George Clooney?
No.
Is it like those Val Kilmer things all over Toronto?
What?
You don't notice that? Something like,
well, I haven't been in Toronto for a long, long time.
Everywhere you go, there's like the name Val Kilmer.
Seriously?
Yeah. And
why?
Apparently it's some sort of art form.
That's weird.
Oh, I hate that kind of art.
There's some guy had an expedition.
What's George Clooney been in recently?
Ocean's 13.
Bleh.
Wasn't he in something else?
He was in that Syria.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Syriana.
But Ocean's 13 came after that.
Oh.
Yeah, you're stupid, Eric.
I'm sorry.
The only George Clooney movie I've seen was Batman and Robin.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Never seen it.
I like that one.
We had, in my first year class, we had to sing a song from that movie.
Yeah. Cool.
As a group.
Can emails.
Can emails. Dr. Payne asks, where's Dr. Payne's question?
Let's answer the emails for you now. It's true, Jude was holding us back.
Well, oh, we love you, Jude.
No offense to Jude, it's just because he was on the phone. And
yeah, see, Jude, it would have been better if you were here.
He's not listening to this.
Does he ever listen to these?
I think he's listened to a couple.
Does Cameron? I know Cameron listened to one at the.
No, least. Cameron doesn't listen to
any. I don't think anyone really we know in real life would listen to them. Justin asks. Well, that's it.
Yeah, how come you don't want to collaborate with anyone, Derek?
Oh
yeah, collaborate.
I was just going because
remember a Lock Lobster.
I'd like to work with Tim Burton. Tim Burton's Subcultured coming soon.
Is he gonna die like Stan
Lee?
Yeah, everyone dies. What?
Tim Burton in Subcultured.
Oh, Derek
directing Subcultured.
Yeah,
the movie.
You want to see
Johnny Depp will be Charlie and Keith, and Helena Bonham Carter will be Chang and Chang Jr. What?
You want to see Sweeney Todd?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a call scene.
Let's go on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? No, I can't go Christmas.
Why not? Last year I saw Harry Potter on Christmas Day.
I have family stuff all day on Christmas.
Bring them with you.
And we're releasing
stuff. Yeah, Phil will pay for it.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got to release
movie
our
movies. Coupons. Do you want to do it in the morning or the night?
Midnight, December 24th.
Yeah, I won't be home until... Oh, December 24th.
No, just whenever.
Are you going to be done?
Whoever's done first,
midnight.
Just tell the other person, then we'll just wait up.
When you say midnight, December 24th, do you mean...
Do you mean 11:59 p.m.? Is that what you mean, Phil?
I don't know, just whenever.
Okay. Just whatever.
Go on one of those days.
Whatever.
I'll be on both of them.
Yeah.
Eat Me, coming soon.
1 hour, 4
Very
minutes.
Exciting.
How come it's not out yet?
Just because I've been studying.
And reshoots?
Yeah, we gotta do reshoots today.
How come
Power I already did one reshoot, where I went like this.
How come Power Rangers isn't out yet?
Because I needed to do new lines. Same thing as Phil. Reshoots.
Lazy.
And lazy. Actually, I've been working pretty hard on this one. To kind of get it done by Christmas. Because I only started animating like on the weekend, this past weekend. And I'm almost done.
Cool.
What about Questers?
I could have been done.
Didn't do anything for Questers.
Questers music.
Questers music. Don't start the music until I'm sure I'm actually going to do it. So don't worry about
but
that.
But if he makes music, you're going to have to make it.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you do that, then yeah.
Backwards process.
Backwards.
Post-production first.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I could have finished Eat Me maybe a couple days ago, but I edit for like 1 or 2 hours a day, and that's it. I just get tired.
Oh, you have to be hardcore.
But it's about 7 minutes long now.
I draw and edit and record every day.
I like to do other stuff, like play Mario Party 6.
Banana, Dr. Pain posted. Never mind.
So if that's it, we're still sad.
That's a good end. It's about 1 hour 5 minutes. That's decent length.
Yeah, keep it short.
Time, okay,
you know, don't enjoy us. Enjoy the holidays.
You know, I listened to
Here we go again.
the previous podcast like so many times.
Yeah,
why?
It's so fun. I don't know.
I listened to it like once, and I kind of skipped
through. And then him all with the Rebecca McCarthy show.
Yeah, I didn't sing much. I'm tired.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah,
and then I went like on a marathon and like started listening to like all of them.
Wow. I can't listen to like the ones before we start having other people in them.
Just me and Derek is so boring. It's just you two because you're always talking and then Derek says something witty and you're just like, shut up.
I'm sorry, Derek.
That's okay.
Maybe one day if Chris can't make it, me and Derek will just record.
All right. That's it. No song.
Number 9 sucked. I didn't like it.
I'll put the song later.
Even though it was your favorite.
Put a song.
Was 9 your favorite?
What song?
Yeah, because it was like the White Ranger Tiger Power.
What song? What is in your mind right now? Go, Chris.
Tara.
Do-do-do-do-do.
I might have. Grand finale version.
I downloaded Michael Jackson, We Will Be There or something.
You will be there.
I hate the end of that song where it's like, I'll always be there.
To my sorrows, my tribulations, will you be there?
It's so creepy.
Listen to that song, Will You Be There? Free Willy theme song.
Oh, that one. Come.
The River Jordan. And it's such a long intro. It's really bad, but funny. For a while. He did the theme song for the second one, too.
Really?
But it wasn't as good. Ooh. Have you seen my childhood?
Oh, yeah. What?
That's really bad.
They shouldn't have made another Free Willy.
They shouldn't have made 3.
They shouldn't have made the first one.
3 Willy.
Yeah.
Just like short.
Oh. Okay. Actually, I'll be done in a second.
There we
go. Yeah. That's all you can just wait. I'll take care of it.
We're gonna walk Derek's blog dog, Bailey.
Blog dog.
Blog dog.
Blog dog.
I saw puppy Bailey.
Yeah,
right. That was cute.
Where?
Yeah. Facebook.
Oh.
Please. Uploading stuff not on the camera.
On Facebook. Oh, I should put that on.
It's like 15 seconds of being
yeah. It's so quiet.
What is it?
Oh, right, because I have no audio.
Just do
it. Oh, well, I'll have to throw it in after. It'll just be there during all this stuff.
Well,
the end.
That's our show for tonight.
I'll never let you part, but you're always in my heart.